Welcome to our deep dive. Today we're looking at the invisible, but absolutely critical digital infrastructure that keeps modern enterprises functioning.
And secure, right?
Right.
Especially in the year 2026.
Exactly, secure. We are exploring the world of identity governance and administration, or, you know, what the industry just calls IGA.
Yeah, and our mission today is really to unpack how a platform called SailPoint manages the absolute chaos of a massive corporate ecosystem.
Right, particularly how it integrates with heavy-duty enterprise applications like SAP. And we're synthesizing all of this from some incredibly detailed research provided by SailPoint Masters.
It's some really fascinating material.
It is. So to really picture the problem we're solving today for you, the listener, I want you to imagine a massive corporate skyscraper.
Okay, a skyscraper.
Yeah, but not just a regular office building. Think of a sprawling, complex labyrinth with like tens of thousands of locked rooms.
Oh, wow.
You've got supply closets, corner offices, R&D labs, and bank vaults. And every single day in this building, hundreds of people are hired. Dozens are promoted or switched departments, and others resign or retire.
Which is a lot of movement.
Right. Now, put yourself in the shoes of the security team. How do you ensure that every single one of those people has the exact right physical keys for their specific job on day one?
I mean, it's a logistical nightmare if you try to manage that manually.
Yeah.
And that is the exact challenge every major organization faces today in the digital realm. The modern workplace isn't one building, you know?
Right. It's everywhere.
Exactly. It's a massive web of cloud applications, databases, and servers. So SailPoint acts as what our research calls a central governance layer.
Oh.
Going back to your skyscraper analogy, it functions as the ultimate omniscient digital bouncer.
I love that. A digital bouncer.
Yeah, but instead of a human security guard checking a clipboard, this system connects directly to a company's human resources databases. It collects user data, creates a central identity profile, and then programmatically controls who has access to what.
Across the entire digital ecosystem.
Exactly. Across everything.
That makes sense conceptually, but let's talk about how that actually works in practice. Because the day-to-day reality of managing thousands of employees sounds overwhelmingly complicated.
It really is.
So how does this digital bouncer actually process all of that movement?
Well, to understand the mechanics of it, we have to look at how the system views an employee's time at a company. The research breaks down the employee lifecycle into three distinct phases.
Okay, what are they?
It's called the JML process. Joiner, mover, leaver. This life cycle is the absolute foundation of identity governance.
Joiner, mover, leaver.
Right. Let's look at the first phase, the joiner process. In the IT world, this is known as provisioning.
Provisioning, right. And if you've ever started a new corporate job, you probably know the pain of this.
Oh, definitely.
You show up on day one, you get your laptop, and then you spend the next 2 weeks staring at a blank screen.
Because you're waiting for an IT guy to manually create your email account.
Exactly. Give you access to the shared drive, set up your software. I mean, it is incredibly frustrating.
It's the worst. But that's the traditional manual way. The mechanism behind SailPoint fundamentally changes that experience.
How so?
Here is how it actually works behind the scenes. When you sign your offer letter, your details are entered into an HR system, like Workday.
Okay.
Workday is considered the authoritative source. So SailPoint is constantly monitoring that HR system. The moment it sees your new profile, it pulls in your data.
And then just builds your access.
Yeah. It looks at a predefined set of rules based strictly on your job title, your department, and your location.
Oh, I see.
Based on those rules, it automatically reaches out to the company's various systems like Microsoft 365, internal databases, messaging apps, and creates your accounts instantly.
Wow.
There is no IT ticket. There is no human intervention at all.
So the HR system talks to SailPoint, and SailPoint acts as a dispatcher, setting everything up before you even walk through the door.
Precisely. You actually have the tools to do your job on day one.
That is huge.
Yeah.
But what about the other end of that life cycle? The leaver phase. Or deprovisioning.
Right, the exit.
Our sources state that when an employee exits the organization, their accounts are automatically disabled. But I want to challenge this a bit, because instant deprovisioning sounds incredibly dangerous.
How do you mean?
Well, what if HR makes a typo and accidentally terminates the wrong John Smith? Does SailPoint just instantly vaporize his entire digital existence?
That is a very real concern, and it's why the distinction between disabling access and deleting data is so important here.
Okay, clarify that for me.
When SailPoint receives a termination signal from HR, the automated workflow doesn't delete John Smith's hard drive or wipe his emails from the server.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, what it does is scramble his passwords, revoke his session tokens, and lock the login portals. It basically severs his connection to the network.
I get it.
If it was a mistake, an administrator can simply reverse the status and John Smith's access is instantly restored because the underlying data was never touched.
Ah, okay. So it changes the locks so it doesn't burn down the apartment.
Exactly. Great way to put it. And the reason that instant lockout is necessary comes down to severe security vulnerabilities.
Right.
In organizations without automated deprovisioning, inactive accounts just sit there in the system, often for months.
Just floating around.
Yeah. Those orphan accounts become prime targets for cyber attacks or insider threats. An automated lever process ensures that the moment an employee is flagged as terminated, their digital footprint is securely locked down.
It removes the human element of forgetting to close an account.
Completely removes it.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But let's look at the middle part of that JML acronym, because the mover phase seems like the biggest trap to me.
It usually is.
Let's say I'm a listener working in a company's marketing department, and I get promoted to finance. I get the access for my new role, which is great. But wouldn't IT just see my new title and wipe my old permissions?
You would hope so, but that is rarely how it works in a manual system.
Really?
Yeah. IT only acts on the information they receive. Usually a manager submits a ticket saying, please grant this user access to the finance databases.
Right.
The manager almost never submits a second ticket saying, please remember to revoke their access to the marketing social media accounts.
Oh, I see.
IT has no idea what you used to need, so they just layer the new access on top of the old access.
So I just keep accumulating permissions.
Exactly.
I move from marketing to finance to operations over the course of 10 years, and suddenly I have the keys to half the building.
That phenomenon is called access creep. And it is one of the most common ways massive insider breaches happen.
Because you have too many keys.
Right. The user wanders the digital building with an invisible keyring weighing 50 pounds. If their account is ever compromised by a hacker, the hacker suddenly has access to marketing, finance, and operations all at once.
So how does the governance layer fix that?
Through a mechanism called least privilege access. When SailPoint manages the mover process, it acts programmatically.
Okay.
When HR updates your department from marketing to finance, SailPoint triggers a workflow that compares your current access against the required access for your new role.
And then it trims the fat.
Exactly. It actively removes the old roles while simultaneously assigning the new ones. It ensures you only ever have access to what you strictly need for the job you're doing today.
That is so smart.
And our research notes that this automated lifecycle management applies heavily to temporary workers, too.
Right, contractors. You hire a freelance designer for 6 months.
Correct. Instead of hoping someone remembers to log in and manually revoke their access on New Year's Eve when their contract ends, the access is provisioned with a hard expiration date built into the code.
Oh, so it just expires.
Right. When the clock strikes midnight, the system locks the account automatically. It removes the burden of human memory from the security equation entirely.
Okay, so managing email accounts, contractors, and basic software is one thing.
Hmm.
But as we dig deeper into the research today, there is a massive emphasis placed on integrating SailPoint, specifically with SAP.
Yes, huge emphasis.
It's treated like the absolute VIP of the enterprise systems. Why is there such an intense focus on this one specific software platform?
Well, if you look at the architecture of modern global businesses, SAP is often the central nervous system.
Okay.
It's an enterprise resource planning software, or ERP. For a Fortune 500 company, SAP runs the core business operations.
Like what?
It runs finance, global payroll, human resources, procurement, and supply chain inventory.
Wow, so it's the ultimate vault. It's where all the money and all the corporate secrets actually live.
Yes. Because it holds the most highly sensitive data an organization possesses, controlling access to SAP is an existential business priority.
Right. The stakes are higher.
Exactly. If someone hacks your corporate messaging app, it's embarrassing. If someone breaches your SAP environment, it could mean millions of dollars in misdirected procurement funds, stolen payroll data, or corporate espionage.
But reading through the documentation here, it doesn't sound like logging into SAP is a simple process.
It is not.
I'm seeing terms like composite roles, sub-roles, authorization objects, and sensitive transaction codes. I mean, it sounds less like a vault door and more like an invisible shifting maze.
That's a very accurate description.
How does SailPoint actually talk to something that complicated?
That complexity is the exact reason why integrating the two systems is so critical. SAP's security model is incredibly dense.
Dense how?
A single composite role in SCP might contain hundreds of individual permissions hidden beneath layers of subroles. To navigate that maze, SailPoint uses specific software bridges called connectors.
Connectors. What do these actually do? Are they just translators?
That's a really helpful way to think about it. Our research highlights several, like the SAP Java connector, the ABAP connector, and the SAP GRC connector.
Okay, that's a lot of acronyms.
I know. To break that down without getting too bogged down on the code, ABAP is the underlying programming language of SAP. So that connector speaks directly to the core system.
In GRC.
GRC stands for Governance, Risk, and Compliance. So that connector specifically speaks the language of corporate auditing and risk management.
Okay, so these translators connect the systems. Then what?
Then they perform a process called account and role aggregation. Basically, SailPoint's connectors digest that entire maze.
They just pull it all in.
Yeah, they pull in all the complex data about who holds which subroles and what specific transaction codes they can execute.
Okay.
It translates SAP's dense language into SailPoint's centralized visual dashboard. This allows security teams to actually see in plain English who has access to what.
Ensuring dangerous levels of access aren't hidden deep within SAP's architecture.
Exactly.
I want to pause here because this is where the research gets really fascinating. Mm. We've talked about security in terms of hackers and cyber attacks, but because SAP roles are so intricate and the financial data is so sensitive, getting this access wrong doesn't just mean a technical glitch. It can actually facilitate major internal corporate fraud.
It absolutely can. And to understand how that happens, we have to look at one of the most important concepts in our deep dive today.
Which is?
Segregation of duties, or SOD.
Segregation of duties. Let's walk through how this works, because the research provides a really chilling scenario.
Yeah, it does.
It points out that one single employee should never have the ability to create a new vendor in the financial system and also have the ability to approve a payment to a vendor.
Never.
But why is that specific combination so dangerous? Couldn't a manager just oversee an employee who does both?
Relying on a manager to constantly monitor every keystroke is impossible at an enterprise scale. The danger lies in the mechanism of the fraud.
Okay, walk me through it.
If you have both of those permissions, you don't need to hack anything. You just use the system as intended.
Oh, wow.
You log into SAP, you create a fake vendor company that you secretly own, and you add it to the approved supplier list. Then you generate a massive fake invoice from that company.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Finally, you switch screens, use your other permission to hit approve on your own invoice, and the system automatically wires company money straight into your personal bank account.
Because the software assumes it was a completely legitimate business transaction.
Exactly.
Wow. That's like letting the person who writes the final exam also grade their own paper. The oversight is completely bypassed.
And it is a terrifying reality for any chief financial officer. It happens more often than companies want to admit when manual access isn't governed properly.
I bet.
This is where SailPoint's integration becomes a fraud prevention tool. It maintains a continuous policy engine.
How does that work?
The security team writes a role that says, Rule 1, the create vendor role and the approve payment role cannot be held by the same identity.
So what happens if a manager tries to give an employee both roles? Say, because they are short-staffed and need someone to cover both jobs.
SailPoint's engine detects the segregation of duties conflict in real time. Before the access is even granted in SAP, SailPoint steps in and automatically blocks the risky role combination.
It blocks it completely.
Yes, it throws a hard stop, preventing the conditions for fraud from ever existing in the first place.
That's incredibly powerful. And our sources mention that preventing this kind of internal fraud isn't just a best practice for a business.
Yeah.
It is heavily regulated by law.
It is legally required for public companies and any organization handling sensitive data. Regulators don't just ask if you are secure, they demand mathematical proof.
Right.
The research points to heavy-hitting compliance frameworks like SOX, which is the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, as well as GDPR for privacy, ISO standards, and HIPAA for healthcare.
So you have to prove it.
Yes. To comply with these, companies must undergo grueling audits to prove their segregation of duties policies are enforced.
Which leads us to the absolute bane of every corporate manager's existence. The quarterly access certification.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a manager listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Every 3 months, you get an email from IT with a giant, unreadable spreadsheet.
A huge spreadsheet.
And you're supposed to manually verify that every single one of your employees still needs their current access.
And because it's tedious and the spreadsheets are full of technical jargon, What do managers usually do?
They just rubber stamp it. They hit approve all so they can get back to their actual jobs.
Which completely defeats the purpose of the audit.
Yeah, exactly.
So SailPoint solves this by automating the periodic access reviews. Instead of a spreadsheet, it presents the manager with a clean, contextual workflow.
Making it easier.
Right. It asks a simple question. Does your employee Jane still need access to this specific SAP transaction code? The manager clicks yes or no.
And if they say no?
If they click no, SailPoint automatically reaches into SAP and revokes the access. More importantly, it records the manager's decision, creating a flawless cryptographic audit log.
Proving to the regulators exactly who approved what and when.
Yes, exactly.
So we've firmly established that SAP is the vault, and it requires an intense level of scrutiny. But a modern worker doesn't just use SAP.
Not at all.
We use dozens, sometimes hundreds, of different applications. I might use SAP for expenses, Salesforce for customer data, AWS to host my code, and Okta just to log into everything else.
Very typical, yeah.
If SailPoint is doing all this heavy lifting for SAP, how does it scale across an entire massive business ecosystem?
Well, the strength of a centralized IGA platform is that it isn't limited to one system. SailPoint sits at the very hub of the enterprise wheel.
Okay, the hubs.
The standard integration flow we see in the research paints a really clear picture of this architecture. You have the HR system, Workday, acting as the single source of truth.
Right, we talked about that.
Workday feeds the employee data to SailPoint. SailPoint then fans out and controls SAP, but it also controls Microsoft Azure, Salesforce, AWS, and LDAP.
Just to clarify for our listeners, LDAP is essentially the digital phone book for a network, right?
Yes, the lightweight directory access protocol. It's how systems look up user credentials.
Got it.
SailPoint manages all of these simultaneously, and the research highlights a very specific, highly popular integration with a platform called ServiceNow to make all of this invisible to the average employee.
Oh, ServiceNow is huge for IT ticketing. For many companies, it's the portal you use for absolutely everything.
Exactly. If you need a new laptop or if you need temporary access to a specific database for a project, you go to ServiceNow.
Right.
The SailPoint integration connects that familiar front-end user experience with the back-end security mechanics we've been discussing.
So how does that look to the user?
You submit your request in ServiceNow. Your manager gets a notification and approves it right there in the app. Then, behind the scenes, SailPoint takes over.
Doing the heavy lifting.
Right. It checks for those segregation of duty conflicts. It automatically provisions the access in the target system, and it updates the audit logs.
Wow.
The user gets their access in minutes instead of days, and the security team maintains total automated visibility.
It completely removes the IT bottleneck while increasing security. That is brilliant.
It really is.
But as we look toward the horizon, I want to dive into the best practices and future of 2026 section of our research.
Oh, this is the exciting part.
The industry is moving beyond just automating manual tasks. The two big concepts here are AI-based access review automation and zero trust security.
Yes.
Now, AI is everywhere, but the idea of handing over the keys of the digital bouncer to an artificial intelligence seems risky. How does that mechanism actually work?
It's important to clarify that the AI isn't making sweeping decisions in a vacuum. It's acting as a highly advanced analytical tool to solve that rubber stamping problem we talked about earlier.
Oh, the spreadsheet problem.
Exactly. As an organization scales to tens of thousands of employees, even clicking approve in a clean ServiceNow interface becomes overwhelming for a human manager.
Right. If you manage 50 people, that's still hundreds of access points to review.
Who AI in 2026 uses a mechanism called peer group analysis.
Peer group analysis. What's that?
The AI analyzes billions of data points across the enterprise and spots patterns of access that a human would miss. When that quarterly review pops up, the AI provides deep context.
Like what kind of context?
It might flag an anomaly and say, manager, you are about to approve Jane's access to this sensitive SAP module. However, the AI noticed that no one else in Jane's 50-person department has this access, and she hasn't actually logged into that module in 180 days.
Ah, so it's a co-pilot. It highlights the weird stuff so the human can make a smart, secure decision.
Exactly.
And how does that contextual intelligence tie into the other major concept? Zero trust.
Zero trust represents a total paradigm shift in how we think about corporate security. To understand it, we have to look at the old model. Historically, corporate security was like a traditional nightclub. The bouncer checks your ID at the front door. Once you are inside the club, you're trusted. You can walk to the bar, you can go to the bathroom, you can talk to anyone.
Because you passed the perimeter check.
Right. But with cloud computing, remote work, and highly sophisticated phishing attacks, the front door doesn't exist anymore.
It's a scary thought.
Zero trust assumes that the perimeter is already breached. It means we trust absolutely no one, no user, no device, no application by default.
Trust no one.
Right. It's the equivalent of having a bouncer check your ID at the front door, and then another bouncer checks your ID when you try to order a drink, and another one checks it when you try to walk down a hallway.
So just because I successfully logged into my computer this morning, the system doesn't automatically trust me to access the SAP payroll module this afternoon?
Nope.
I have to constantly prove who I am and that my intent is secure.
Exactly. And to enforce a true zero-trust environment, you need flawless, real-time identity governance.
You need a system that knows everything.
You need a system like SailPoint to know exactly who you are, what your current role is, and whether your request violates a segregation of duties policy at the exact millisecond you click a link.
Wow.
The research also notes that integrating SailPoint with privileged access management tools like CyberArk adds even tighter controls around the super user IT accounts.
Ensuring that even the administrators are subjected to zero trust scrutiny.
Absolutely.
This has been a fascinating look into the machinery that keeps the modern world running. We've been on quite a journey through the digital infrastructure of 2026.
We really have.
We've seen how this central governance layer manages the chaotic joiner mover lever lifecycle, ensuring people have exactly what they need, exactly when they need it.
Yeah, eliminating that access creep.
We've unpacked how connectors translate the extreme maze-like complexity of SAP into manageable data. We've explored the mechanics of fraud prevention through segregation of duties, stopping you from grading your own exam.
Right, keeping the fault safe.
And finally, we've seen how this technology integrates the whole enterprise ecosystem, laying the groundwork for a zero-trust future driven by AI peer group analysis.
It really proves that identity governance is no longer just an IT back office function. It is a critical enabler of business.
Oh, absolutely.
It reduces operational bottlenecks, ensures compliance with intense regulatory frameworks, and protects an organization's most sensitive data from both external hackers and internal threats.
Exactly. So whether you are an IT professional who is exhausted by manual provisioning tickets, a manager dreading the sheer volume of your next compliance audit, or just a new hire who wants to actually be able to log into your tools on your first day of work, this invisible governance layer is what makes it all possible. Securely.
It truly is the hidden engine of the modern digital workplace.
It is. Which leaves me with one final thought for you, our listener, to ponder as we wrap up. The concept of zero trust is really sticking with me.
It's a powerful idea.
It is. If the future of enterprise security assumes that every single network is already compromised and we trust absolutely no one by default, I mean, how will that change the everyday psychology of the workplace?
That's a great question.
Are we moving toward a future where the friction of mathematically proving our identity for every single click begins to change how we interact with our colleagues? Will constant surveillance and verification make us feel more secure or simply more isolated?
Yeah, that's heavy.
It's something to think about the next time you walk into your office, tap your badge, and wonder just how many digital locks are clicking into place behind the scenes.